was the 11th night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, except for me and my spouse, and the guests who've arrived with their balls so full of cum, needing someone skilled and hungry to get the job done. I'm gonna make their Christmas wishes come true. So relax, unzip, and I'll share them with you. Oh, hey there. I was just coming to make the last of my nightly rounds and check up on my guests. What are you doing standing outside that room door? Your wife is occupied inside. She's the ex-college swim coach, right? But this isn't even the room I assigned to you and your wife. Oh, there are two of her former swim team members staying at my place tonight, too. And she's in their room, alone with them. Oh, sounds like they're having a blast. And you don't look too upset by that. In fact, I think you're getting off listening to what I can only assume from the moans and cries for more cock is your wife getting double-teamed by some former teammates. Is your cock hard? Sorry, but it's difficult to tell. It's really tiny. I'll bet that's the reason you're out here, too. But it's no fun just lurking in the hallway like this. We need a better view. Oh, don't worry. Hey there, coach. I hope you don't mind. I found your hubby lurking, and I know he'd love a better view. And so would I. See? She can't even bother to scold you. But that could be because her mouth is stuffed with cocks. Sit here on this chair so you can watch those muscular swimmers face-fuck your wife and God knows whatever else they're gonna do to her. Did you just shiver? You love this, don't you? Well then, tell me what makes your tiny cock hard about watching your wife, the swim coach, take cock. It's okay. Go on, say it. You like how she becomes a slut for their young dicks. Because she's not the type to be submissive. You mean, not around you, at least. But they deserve that from her, don't they? Because they're so big. Bigger and better than you and your cock. Then again, any cock is bigger than yours. And do you like how they can make her beg? Oh, fuck. Like she's begging right now. Oh, God, she wants her young, fresh cum, doesn't she? Go on. Stroke your little nub while you watch her get cream-pied and throat-pied. You know you want to. Besides, she's not going to need your cum after they unload inside her. Oh, fuck. Look at them with her. I desperately want to unload inside her. Oh, my. I have to say this is a first. I've never seen two fingers be more than enough to stroke an entire shaft. God, that is a tiny cock, isn't it? Oh, is that a whimper again? You like it when a woman talks about your teeny tiny cock, don't you? What else do you like when your wife smells like cum when she gets home? how she never wants your come. Only come from young hung swimmers. I don't blame her. What's that? You like how big their loads are. Fuck, they're so strong and potent. It's no wonder they have huge loads. And your wife's body just drives them wild. Just like it is now. With her curves and her tits and that willing mouth and smile. The way she's just bent over asking for it. And their hands are all over her, groping her, opening her up. They're too young to slow down or have too much finesse. They're just singularly focused on one thing, blasting their cum into a warm hole. You can't blame them. She's got a lot of warm, willing holes for them, doesn't she? Oh, and I'm all too familiar with the young ones. They can't last long once their dick gets inside a warm hole, can they? She makes them come so fast. That's it. Stroke your nub faster. You're gonna need to come with them. Show me how much you love your wife getting fucked by other men and not you. Never you. You're just too small. She needs real cocks. Big cocks. Young cocks pounding her. Over and over. Oh, fuck. Fuck, she's coming. Do you hear her? Oh, my God. And they're coming, too. Spraying her and filling her. That's it. That's it. Let that little bit of spunk dribble out from your teeny tiny cock. Oh, feel better? Now you've got to admit, it's much better seeing that live and in person than just hanging out outside the door. Sadly, though, I don't have any spare towels for the mess you made. And you can't leave those cum drops on my chair. So you'll be cleaning that up right in front of the swimmers before you can head back to your room tonight. Got it? Good. Well then, you and your wife enjoy your stay. Actually, your wife's already enjoyed hers, hasn't she? No. As much as I'd love all the dirty details from her, I have to run off to tuck my hubby in for the night. Fuck.